Just about wrapping it up. Billy Boy's in the building.
Shawnee, happy midweek to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy hump day. I feel like I haven't seen you. I mean, I saw you briefly yesterday for like 10 seconds, but
I was a busy man yesterday out there at the Elmore Field Day. Sensational event. Never been before. Amazing.
Oh, it's good fun.
So big.
Look, we have our broadcasts that we love.
Yep.
The sun that we love more than others, just because of basically the fact that we're outside in the sun. Elmore Field Days.
Sorry for the pronunciation error there.
No, I don't know why I turned on into an Indian.
You turn into, because you've got an Irish hat on, and you just, every time you have that hat on, you go full Irish.
But I went Indian. We went to the Elmore Field Days. I don't know why I do that, but you went there.
We
and
did.
I did it this time last year, and that's what I'm trying to say.
A lot of fun.
I loved it.
Big
great
shoes
fun.
To fill. It was really fun, and it was great to see listeners coming up and talking about Oztober. Very excited about Oztober, the best in Oz music we are playing. And as I said, well done to all the organisers. Great show. It's on today and tomorrow
as well.
I tell you, if you want to go and check something out with the kids for school holidays, go to the Elmore Field Days. There's something for everyone. Jumping castles, food stalls, there's men's fashions, women's fashions.
I've heard there's four jumping castles.
Oh, we had one next to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was more.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I wasn't allowed to go on,
so
once again.
Good day, mate. All went well. All went smooth.
Well, right until the end when, and if he's listening, there's a little bee out there that got his revenge on me. So we're packing up the gear, right?
What have you done?
Packing up the gear from doing the OB, and as we're packing up, like the last bit, like I saw this bee, and so I like shoot him away, like with my glove.
Yeah.
And then as I'm like putting the final things in the van, I feel this sharp sting on my hand, like he's coming back for round two, like I'm not gone yet. And anyway, he stung me, and then I didn't feel much at the moment, but you're sitting here laughing, because I've got an ice pack on my hand, which the lovely ladies here at work have maybe put. I've got an ice pack on my hand. It's swelled up overnight.
Yep.
Right, now I'm going to the gym, but this is just swelling.
So you've got a sore wrist.
I've got a sore... Don't do your sound effects. I have a sore hand. Look at it.
That's huge.
Ballooned.
Your wrist is massive.
No one's taken sympathy on me. Everyone's laughing.
I'm not laughing.
So if you're listening out there, you'd like to call in and wish me all the best.
As
this
I'm...
This could be, you know...
And this is your, actually, because you know how we started our segment, Billy's all fired up. Is this... Are you
I'm
fired up?
I'm fired up at bees.
He's all fired up. And while
I'm fired up at bees, and you had Crime Watch on this morning. I told them to put an APB out on a bee. I want him arrested and asked for questioning. He's damaged my hand, which I need in about 25 seconds to do my shift. So if that little sting is... I hope we're not playing any sting today. I'm not in the mood.
While you've been talking, I found this.
I'm going to somehow disable your sound effects bar from now on.
The great thing is with this new system we got, as you're talking, I can just search for a sound effect and it pops up.
Anyway, enough about that. Oztober continues. Lots of very exciting time. And I've got tickets to give away to the Euroa Show and Shine.
That's happening this weekend.
It's happening
as well.
This Sunday. And it's a full family day. If you've ever loved any classic cars, motorbikes, this is for you. You love Euroa. Shirley will be there.
Shirley, oh, she's a champion. You've got the ice pack. Do you need me to press your
is
buttons,
that a
mate?
Caller ringing in to...
Probably.
Go on.
Oh, you know who it is. I think it's Shirley.
Is it?
Do you want to get it?
Oh, get it on.
All right.
Shirley?
We'll get it. Hold on. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
It's Sean and Billy.
Shirley,
and
I need you right now.
You're live.
Billy.
You're live on the radio now.
Yeah. Billy, I'm ringing up to tell you, put some honey on your bee sting.
I've already had lemon balsamic on my hand this morning because that was told what I had to put on. But I don't know. There's all these remedies. So what was that again?
Honey. Billy, I used to help my husband with the bees. We used to go robbing them and everything else to take the honey off them.
Right.
And I used to get heaps of stings.
Is this irony? Because I got stung by a bee and then you want to put honey on it. Is it just rubbing it into the wound?
We should
try. Rub some honey into it, Billy.
Could you come and do it for me? Or I'm a bit scared.
Well, what we'll do is...
it'll work, I'm telling you.
I trust you, Shirley.
I've got honey in the kitchen, Shirley. I'm gonna get in some honey, okay?
Yeah, rub the honey into it.
All right, there we go.
Hey, Shirley, I might see you this Sunday at the Euroa Show and Shine.
No, I don't go.
Oh, you come and check the sting out for me, maybe?
All right. We gotta go. Thanks for the call, Shirley.
Love you, Shirley.
All right, have a good day.
Oh, there we go, mate. Even Shirley's getting involved. That is honey on a bee sting. I'm not sure about that. It's actually, the swelling's getting worse right now. Should we... Yeah, we'll get...
Is that on their way?
We'll get some nurses in here for you, yeah, mate.